Legislators, get back to work. Hello and welcome again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. Tomorrow marks the beginning of the second session of the 105th General Assembly as lawmakers come back to Capitol Hill in Nashville. Rodonna Rose is Director of Public Affairs for the Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation.
Last year, 2007, both houses used 50 of their 90 allocated days. So they both have 40 days remaining. And based on that 40 days, if they meet the average 2 to 3 times a week on the floor, we could anticipate that the session could go through April, maybe early May.
Last year, the General Assembly did not adjourn until June the 12th, and Rose says there will be several issues of concern this session for farmers and rural landowners.
I think one of the things that we'll be paying close attention to this year is the dollars that have been earmarked for ag enhancement in the past, and to make sure that those dollars do continue and that we're able to show to the lawmakers that they've been wisely invested into rural and agricultural areas across the state.
The General Assembly increased funding for the Ag Enhancement Program to $26 million this past year. Another major issue of concern for all Tennesseans is an adequate water supply, and some states have already been looking to the volunteer state to help fill their needs.
I think based on the drought that we've experienced this last year, we can expect that there will probably be some bills introduced related to water supply, water availability, and water rights. We've yet to see any legislation on that, but I know at least a couple of senators have made mention to the fact that this is an area of interest to them.
Now, Rose says there are two new senators that will be in session tomorrow, Senator Andy Berg from Chattanooga replacing Ward Crutchfield, and Senator Steve Roller from Warren County replacing Jerry Cooper. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.